which doesn't mean you get fixed. It means there's less of you there to fix. There's more truth, less you. And it gets felt, just like how you said. I feel less important somehow. Everything is less important somehow.
I think the other day you classified it that all spiritual teachings could be summed up into the more you, the less divine. The more divine, the less you.
Well, this is the same statement, I guess.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I get a CD so I can transcribe it.
Well, the less sky, the more CD.
That's his nickname, Sky.
I couldn't resist, sorry.
No, it's good.
He works so hard, he does all the technical stuff, and what do? I just rib it. So this is all the, you know, all the Eastern thought, all the talk about ego and dealing with the ego and getting rid of the ego. That's really the same conversation as the one we're having. The same exact thing. You know, we're talking about it a particular way. There's 5,000 ways you can talk about it, at least. Probably endless ways, but 5,000 on a Tuesday.
I've been noticing there's some discrimination going on between what you're talking about and that gets in the way. And there seems to be, as I put my awareness on what gets in the way, there seems to be a kind of geography, a kind of landscape internally. I'm looking at that. Like when we first sat down and were meditating, there was sort of a loss of the self as I know myself. And I noticed that was gone for a moment. And then when it came back, I noticed that it had a particular quality to it.
Which was what?
That's kind of, it depends upon where I put my attention around it. It could have a grasping quality, it could have a worried quality, it could have an energetic feel or contraction in the body quality.
So that's what I call the complaint when I was saying
there's
kind of a complaint going on. So that's the princess and the pea. You're the pea.
The princess and the pea?
The old fairy tale, the princess and the pea, she was so sad.